Hi, this is Kyle Bauer at Montezuma. I got to catch up with John Gosen today with Honey Badger Farms. Working in the shop, it appears that about everybody today is having kind of a rest day and a catch-up day.
That's correct. It's great to have mud on the ground.
So tell me about Honey Badger Farms. Who does that involve?
That involves my brother, Fred, and his wife, Megan, and dad and mom, and Abe and Olive Gosen, and myself, and wife, Amy. And then we've got family members or son's daughters that help out, and our three other guys that help and make this team work.
Well, it's off to a great start this year. Looking at the stubble, we're just outside the shop here. It looks like it's fair wheat.
Yeah, it's been good. Better than what we expected. Good test weight. I don't know what the rain will have done to it. I'm sure it will have lowered it test weight some, but always helps out when test weights are good.
Now, we're just west of Montezuma. How far are you along with wheat harvest?
I'd say we're close to a third done, and fields were wet or soft when we were going already, and so with the recent rain, kind of in that inch 30 to 2.5 inch range, we're going to be fighting mud.
You don't seem too upset about it.
No. It will always dry out. I've had more dust in my face than mud on my skin. So
how is Milo planning going?
We opted to focus on wheat a little more. We didn't get going letting some low sauce dry out. We should have probably pushed it a little harder, but we didn't. Well, that's just a choice we made, so we're probably just maybe 10% planted on dryland Milo, but I can guarantee you there'll be some midnight oil burnt here when it's good time.
Do you plant corn as well?
Yeah, irrigated corn and beans and some limited irrigated Milo, and then and a little bit of dryland corn. We've always felt like dryland Milo's just a better fit, just hangs on a little longer. Kind of, you refer back to baseball as a base hit instead of a home run. So
on wheat harvest, I don't know how large of an area that you farm around Montezuma, but are you feeling like there's going to be much variation? How far do you venture out from here?
We're fairly centrally located, about east and west, about 18 miles, and north and south, about 14. And there's not going to be a whole lot of variance, probably more on just our stand last fall, where it was a little thinner stand because of cloddy conditions. It's going to be less, but I'm going to say that come out of our field, that field was broke out of CRP 2 years ago. And some of that is just some effect of that yet. And so, but it's still, that's probably going to be where my expectation was for the whole farm. We're very pleased.
So which direction will you probably go when you try to start again? North of town or south or east or west? Where's the least amount of moisture or the most likely to be able to run?
Probably east of town, Montezuma. Fairly similar as far as fighting water holes and that. We may just, you know, lighter dirt, better drain fields, kind of maybe parts of fields to start out with, but it's drainage wise is probably going to be our biggest holdup.
We're visiting with John Gosen. We're at Montezuma, Kansas with Honey Badger Farms. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.